Well, the holidays can be a tricky time, certainly in particular when you've got food within arm's reach and at eye level and at every turn. The Cooper Clinic strategy is one of moderation, not deprivation, meaning a little bit of planning to actually enjoy some of your favorite foods and then give some thought to how to manage the rest of the food landscape goes a long way.
So enjoy it, but don't overdo it.
Always. And the idea of guilt or remorse, food remorse, the food hangover, all of those things, we can start fresh the next day, have a healthy breakfast, get back to our habits of hydration and movement, and be ready for the next week.
All right, let me give you a scenario because I feel like I come across this every year. I know I'm going to go to a party, and I know there's going to be food and drinks there that I can and can't have, probably mainly can't have or shouldn't have. What's a strategy to kind of get yourself ready for that? You talked about planning. Should you eat something before you go? How do you manage it?
I think most registered and licensed dietitians are going to encourage having a small snack before you head out, and one that combines a little bit of a healthy carb, which might provide some fiber and fullness, and a little protein, which might carry you a little bit longer. What that does is take the edge off of your appetite. When anybody is ravenous or they haven't eaten in a long time, everybody overeats.
How many calories are in a typical Thanksgiving or holiday meal?
The average calorie intake on Thanksgiving is close to 2,500 to 3,000 calories, depending on what the family likes to serve and likes to enjoy. What that doesn't include are the nibbles often that may happen beforehand, and it doesn't always include when people go back for seconds and thirds and fourths or a mini version of that meal later on in the day. And so just being mindful that by the time we do the math, it's a very big meal. Additionally, take the walk after the meal, put some of the food away, because if it's still laying out on the counter, we're more apt to nibble. All of those strategies can help.
Any bottom line, last minute advice?
Do away with the guilt. As soon as we tell ourselves we can't have that, we shouldn't do that, the inner rebel comes out and we tend to overdo it. So allowing for the fact that a special day comes with special food and we may overdo it a little, that's okay. Start again the next morning.